Tuesday, February 25th, 1986. The preacher is President Carl Barth. The sermon text is Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. The sermon theme is Behold My Mother and My Brethren.
Glory be to Jesus, who in bitter pain poured for me his lifeblood from his sacred veins. Amen. A portion of the gospel lesson for today from the third chapter of the gospel according to St. Mark, verses 31 to 35. There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. In the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior and the Lord of the Church, dearly beloved. I don't usually watch the Jeffersons on TV, but I managed to catch most of the episode the other night. It was the one in which George was being wooed by the president of a plush tennis club to become a member. Not because this president was at all impressed with him, but because this lily-white club wanted to impress the media with how colorblind it was. George was to be the token black in the club. And what does that have to say to us at Concordia Seminary? We have black students, Hispanic students, third world students, and we wish we had many more. We think about race relations. We, on the one hand, can become very weary with churchmen in many denominations who cry racist, racist every other minute and seemingly never get around to talking about how to get that gospel out to the different races of the world. On the other hand, we dare not try to hide the prejudice that lurks in every human heart. And it is not simply white against black or Nazi against Jew or vice versa. It is very frequently privileged white against underprivileged white, privileged black against underprivileged black, or as we heard in the Old Testament lesson today, even brother against brother. And perhaps we can learn something from the text about relationships. When the mother and the brothers of Jesus wanted to see him standing outside, we are told by Mark in his graphic way that Jesus looked round about on them which sat about him and said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. Behold, my mother and my brothers. And so teaches us, in the first place, that spiritual relationships are higher than earthly relationships, and secondly, to quote St. Paul, there is no respect of persons with God. And pray the blessing of the Spirit of God on both speaking and hearing. When Jesus is informed that his relatives are standing outside and want to see him, he seems almost disdainful toward them. Who is my mother or my brothers? Whoever shall do the will of God, same as my brother and my sister and mother. This, of course, does not mean that Jesus didn't care about his family or that he wasn't concerned about these kinds of relationships. We know the very opposite is true. Already as a young child, he had realized the obligation he had toward his parents, and he was subject unto them. Later, he condemned the scribes and the Pharisees for their man-made rules by which they excused people from filial duties. Nor was Jesus insensitive to the relationship of husband and wife. It was, after all, at a wedding, you know, that Jesus performed his first miracle. And on more than one occasion, he talked about the home and husband and wife. And then just think of what happened on the cross. Even in the midst of that great agony, he felt such tender concern for Mary and instructed John to be sure to take care of her. But when Jesus here says, Whoever will do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. He speaks of these higher relationships. To do the will of God is to do what God wants. And Jesus on one occasion said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." To believe in Jesus as one's personal Savior and Redeemer from sin is to do the will of God. All such have become new creatures, walk in his ways, order their lives morning, noon, and night according to his will. Whoever does such, Jesus says, is my brother, my sister, my mother. A little white urchin in the slums who hears of my love in Sunday school and loves me in return. This is my brother. The cheerful black woman who sings spirituals and gospel songs as she cleans her home and takes care of her children is my sister. Now, do we hear what Jesus is saying to us here? Do we realize who we are? If you have, by God's Spirit, through word and sacrament, also accepted Jesus, do his will, then you are his brother, his sister, brother and sister to those sitting about you. And that's the greatest relationship here on this earth. Some of you are deliriously in love and anxious to establish your own home. You may have a wonderful husband or wife. You may have beautiful and obedient children. Relationship, husband, lover and sweetheart, parent and child. To be brother and sister, mother to Jesus is even higher, only because that relationship will never, never end. That it carries with it responsibility is evident, and the application of that for our lives here on campus I leave to you. But now when Jesus speaks of this, even though he is talking about spiritual relationships, the whosoever in whosoever shall do the will of God reminds us that there is no respect of persons with him. All stand on the same level, none higher, none lower. We know it. But very often we do not live it. That God has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, that we have a common creator. That all have sinned and God has not put more guilt upon one race than upon another. That, thank God, most important of all, we all have Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, as our Savior and Redeemer. How tragic it would be if it were anything else but that. You think of all the people who have so many different things on top of their heads. Colorful turbans, modest shawls, Eskimo hoods, coolie hats, sombreros, and baseball caps. All have a common creator. All share common sin. All have a common Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ talked about this, about race relations too. That story about the two Jews who let their Jewish brother lying half dead on the highway so that a hated Samaritan had to bind up his wounds and take care of him is a powerful sermon today to the Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland, to Jew and Arab, to American and Russian, to black and white. Jesus didn't just talk about it, you know. He was not ashamed to be seen conversing with the Samaritan woman, with her reputation. He loved her soul and not only saved her, but even made her one of his missionaries. And he would not be dissuaded by the embarrassment of his disciples to take care of the needs of that Syrophoenician and gave her that great compliment, "Woman, great is thy faith." What does that say to us? It ought to say more than, "Be nice, kiddies, don't fight. Treat one another the way you ought to." But this gospel, a universal gospel of universal grace, should certainly impel us to make that relationship larger, to expand the family of brothers and sisters and mothers of Jesus. and especially we, primarily Anglos, who by the year 2000 will be the minority in this country, must shout out the death of Jesus Christ for our salvation, so that from everywhere, brothers, sisters, mothers of Jesus can clasp hands at the cross. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.